Taylor Swift, I knew it, I knew ya, right here on Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Joining me now in studio from right here in Chattanooga, we like to welcome back Bella Lamb. Hi, Bella.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you once again for stopping by and sharing some new music with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Always welcome here. Good friend of Hits 96 now. And we're going to get to your song, Boot, first. It's exciting. It's streaming now. It's everywhere. We want people to enjoy as much as possible. I know there's a TikTok line dance and everything else, and we'll get into that. But first, I want to talk about your schedule a little bit, because you've been busy.
No rest for the wicked, right?
No, ain't no rest for the wicked. Absolutely. First, let's go back, a few weeks now. Let's just do CMA Fest.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big deal. You were able to do all kinds of different things in Nashville, meet people, interviews, performances. So how was, wrapped up in a little nutshell, how was CMA?
It was a dream come true is what it was. Yeah. I had a meet and greet. I shared my meet and greet with Waka Flocka Flame.
Oh, my, really?
Yeah, he was standing right next to me the entire time.
How funny.
And we did our meet and greet together, and I got to meet some people I really look up to, and I got to play some shows and finally meet some fans that came and saw me and said hey, and it was just a dream come true.
Very cool. Yeah, because you have they're always growing TikTok audience, and social media has been growing right from the start now, which has been great to see and watch. And now going to these little bit bigger cities, these bigger events, people are now coming out to see you, which has to be exciting.
It's so exciting. I can't believe that I get to do this for my job.
And yeah.
I dreamt about this since I was a little girl.
Sure.
And now it's finally happening.
To actually kind of see it has to be somewhat surreal.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, can somebody pitch me? Am I dreaming?
Right. And speaking of Nashville, obviously the Grand Ole Opry is there, and you've been nominated now for a couple of awards, the Josie Awards. Explain what this is for people who do not know.
Yeah, it's just an award show for independent artists, and I was nominated for Best Rising Star and Best Music Video for my last single, Take It Out of My Guitar, and I'm just so excited. I can't wait to walk that red carpet at the Grand Ole Opry and all that. It's going to be great.
That's going to be a fantastic experience. Super exciting. And speaking of awards, people here in Chattanooga know, also nominated for the Best of the Best Awards.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out who wins in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
But that's an honor all in itself. That's being voted on by your own city here.
Yeah, I'm grateful that they thought to nominate me. And I love Chattanooga. Everybody knows I bleed blue and gold.
Yeah.
So I was just so excited.
Yeah, that's very cool. It's an honor to be recognized. And when it comes down to it, it's a popularity contest. People win whatever, but to be recognized by the city and to kind of have some fun, and they always do a nice job with the awards and stuff. So that's congratulations on all of that.
Well,
that's pretty fantastic. Absolutely.
It.
And on the 4th of July, you celebrated in a big, big way. You were able to team up with the Chattanooga Football Club to sing the national anthem their debut game at Erlanger Park.
Yeah.
Pretty huge.
That was such an experience. I'd been wanting to go see a game at Erlanger Park.
Mm-hmm.
And for it to be this game that I was able to sing the
national
anthem.
For it to be soccer.
Yeah, soccer. I was saying it was like the Chattanooga Football Club, but it's soccer at a baseball stadium. It's all very confusing, and I'm just a girl who holds the mic and sings.
That's it.
But I had the best time, and I'm so honored that they allowed me to sing on such a momentous occasion.
Absolutely.
Insane.
If there's anybody paying attention to the national anthem at that point, it's because it's the 4th of July.
Yeah.
American spirit's high, of course, at that time. It's still going on. The World Cup, the Team USA was still in it. I mean, it was a lot going on for that American spirit for you to be kind of that representation. Must have been a really cool thing, too.
It was so fun.
And now we're trudging right along. And this Saturday, it's a two-for-one night.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big deal. You got Riverfront Nights, which is awesome. Going to be opening it up, kicking off for their festivities on Saturday. And then later on in the evening, you'll be at Whiskey Cowgirl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've done these two-in-one days before. How is it for, as an artist?
Yeah.
It must be a lot.
It's a lot, but it's really fulfilling that people want to hear me so bad that I have to play two shows in one day.
Oh, what a problem,
right? I mean, yeah, oh my gosh, woe is me.
Yeah.
I like to say, even if I don't get sleep right now, that's just me getting my name out there and living a little bit,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's uncomfortable, but it's so much fun, and I cannot wait. So 7:00 at Riverfront Nights, and then the unofficial Riverfront Nights after party at Whiskey Cowgirl at 10:00.
There we go. Perfect. So you guys can get the 2-in-1 and go to both shows. Riverfront Nights, you'll be able to go and enjoy everything that they have going off. You'll be kicking off the show, kind of like an opening act type thing.
Yeah.
I know they have a great tribute band and everything playing. And then later on, if you want to see more of Bella, go to Whiskey Cowgirl. And all the details are on Bella's socials. Of course, you can go to her website, Bella Lamb Music, all linked up, of course, at hits96.com as well. And I'm assuming you're going to be playing this new song, Boot, first at both shows.
Both shows.
Both shows.
You know it.
You have to. So this one, before we get into this, there is also a TikTok line dance that's kind of been done. Did you have anything to do with that, or is this a fan thing? How did this work out?
Yeah, so Maddie Marie Kay, I followed her on Instagram for the longest time, and she choreographed a line dance, which was so honored. I was the biggest fan of her. She has a boot wall. I don't know if you follow her.
No,
she has a massive
do, but...
boot wall, and I was like, she's a line dancer. She's a fashion, like,
sure.
And I was just so honored that she did my line dance. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a giveaway.
Yeah.
And if people do the line dance, they can win $250 to get their own pair of boots from
Boot
Barn. There
we go. So you can go boot first.
Yeah.
So get the details again. It's on Bella's socials. Where is the best way to follow you? I know you're on TikTok and all of that. Where can we go?
All of my socials are at It's Bella Lamb, ItsBellaLam. And also, if you want to follow my Facebook, that's different, Bella Lamb Music. So, yeah, all linked up on your page.
Yeah, it's all linked up on the page, of course. But just in case, people can go there. And, all social media platforms, you want to follow Bella Lamb. So here it is, Boot First. What should we know about the song real quick before we play it?
Yeah, it's just an all or nothing kind of song. I'm an all or nothing kind of girl. I'm either doing it without thinking or overthinking it entirely. And that's just what the song's about. It's a fun little summer anthem that you can play it on the lake, at the beach, windows down in the car.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. We're going to play it right here. And after today, it's available by request too here on Hits 96 at all times. You can always text in at 423-642-9636 if you want to hear it again and support Bella. Again, Saturday night, Riverfront Nights, then Whiskey Cowgirl. Follow her on socials. Congratulations on all the awards and the nominations and all that stuff. We wish you the best of luck. And you're going to keep us posted here at Hits, right?
Well, absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bella, for coming in. We appreciate
it.
Here she is. It's Boot First on Hits 96.